to move forward with application in the constable program. SRO is not on the table. Pending available funding.
For 1 year pilot.
For a 1 year pilot.
Pending two things. We're asking for applications. They come in, we interview them. We may find nobody that we're comfortable with.
Right.
And it dies there. So it's not a 1 year pilot until we decide to do it. We're just getting, what I think we want to do is get permission to go down this road with another decision to make. If we pick somebody and apply, then we have a chance at either our May or June meeting.
But we have to, I think we have to make them an offer to put them in the, in the application.
Is that right, Lance?
Yeah.
Yes.
I would think so.
I don't know I would think probably that would be the case, I guess, unless we had some deal with them that said, hey, we're going to put your name on here, but it may not come to fruition. But I think that probably wouldn't be the best way to go about it.
Our next board meeting is on May 16th. So theoretically, we have another board meeting before the application has to be submitted.
Right.
So I think we should rephrase this motion.
Okay.
The motion on the table, well, the new motion on the table.
Well, let me withdraw my prior motion.
Yeah, Susie.
I'll withdraw my prior motion. Yeah.
Okay, and maybe I'll make a motion.
Okay.
That we proceed with the application process for the constable program, which entails completing an application, posting a constable position, interviewing and vetting candidates. We will come back to the board on May 16th with a recommendation for a constable if we have found one that meets our standards. And pending funding at the time, we will make an offer of employment
for a
quarter, a 1 year pilot program.
I'll second what Jen said. Denise Westbrook.
She'll be playing that back on that recorder.
I was going slowly, as slowly as I could, and I was forgetting what I was supposed to be saying.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second by Denise Westbrook. Any more discussion? None.
Wait, let me just say, so there will be another opportunity at the next board meeting to discuss this. If everyone goes home and they think about it and it just sounds great, awesome. If it doesn't sit well, whatever the case might be, we'll have another opportunity to discuss it at the next board meeting.
Which is super. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. Anything else? All in favor?
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. That really long motion carries. All right. Where are any other committee issues that need to be? Old business. It says on your scholarships. I think we already discussed that above. The only thing is that in our last minutes from last month, they said that we were going to be doing board evaluations. We ran out of time in our executive committee today to get those finished. The thought is we're going to give each board member a self-evaluation and then give them one to do of the board and the board processes as a whole. If you do not plan to ask for reappointment for next year or will otherwise not be able to be on the board next year, just please drop me an email or let me know. Any new business? Public comments? Yes.
I'm here mainly because, like I said, I'm a parent here. And
do me a favor, just restate your name for
everyone. Robin McCullough.
Okay.
And I'm here as a parent because you have brought up a couple of things that concern me as far as having a school psychologist and potentially having an SRO or a constable here in the school. Because I had an incident with my daughter here. And And everybody says that the threat will come from the outside. But if you look at all these incidences, the threat has come from inside the building. My daughter was attacked by a man, allegedly.
I need to interrupt you for just a second. Just to let you know that if you're going to discuss specifics with respect to your daughter, it is a tape recorded meeting and it will be posted on the website. Normally when we're discussing a particular child or a particular employee, we don't do it on the public record, but I just want, and please do not.
I tried to contact the board.
Please do not mention any other child's name other than you. They choose to discuss your own child.
I didn't say my daughter's name, I just said my daughter.
Okay, but based on who you are, it isn't identifying. People will be able to figure out who your daughter is because you've identified yourself and but please do not identify any other child's name.
I wasn't planning on it.
Okay, I just wanted to clarify before it was out there.
I mean, she just wants to make sure that.
I'm not trying to be rude, I'm trying to act to protect you.
She's not trying to be contentious, she just wanted to make sure.
Okay.
But I wouldn't be here had I not reached out already to board members. Oh, I have a text from you.
Okay, I just did, all right.
And no one has called me back. And I would have liked to have talked about this.
I do not remember, I'm sorry, I just don't remember off the top of my head, the text or the email.
I have an email and a text both. And I tried to discuss this. I'm here because someone from the state said that if I had a problem and I feel that it is not resolved, that I need to come to my board. So I'm here because I think things need to change. If you look at your own code of conduct, it is very vague when it talks about discipline. Very vague. It lists two classifications of infractions. One that's handled by faculty, and one that's handled by admin. Nothing more. It doesn't list what constitutes either of those infractions. It does not list what constitutes whatever the discipline or whatever is going to come about of these infractions. Does not list. But I can go online, and I have, and I've looked at many other schools' charters and other school districts. And every single school in their code of conduct not only lists what constitutes each infraction, but it lists the discipline for these infractions. And when you talk about these things, you know, you also need to look out for the victim as well. Because my daughter was just told to keep her mouth closed and not to talk about it about the school. No offer of counseling. No offer of anything. And the final line was said, here is the information. I'll talk with you tomorrow about another option. And I've never heard anything since. So, as a parent, I love this school and the education that my children are receiving. Please don't get me wrong on that by any means. They are receiving a wonderful education. But it's the other part that has me very heartbroken. And how this situation is continuing. But I know that no matter what I say, my child is still not going to get that support. And it breaks my heart because she is a good student, a very good student, and a very nice, wonderful person. And that's not just me as a parent saying that. I'm sure there are many people in this room who have contact with my daughter, both of my children. And that's not me as a parent just speaking out loud. And it breaks my heart to see her go to school. And I've even come to sporting events here. And some of those same students or in those sporting events when they're not even supposed to be there. And they laugh and they point. They didn't know we were there. But as soon as we came in, they scattered. And yes, she is keeping her head above water, but that's not fair to her. So I would like to see the code of conduct changed and spelled out exactly as the rules, and not at the whim of whichever teacher encounters it or whichever administrator. The rules should be the same for everyone. Parents should not be pushed aside with unkind comments and emails. And made to feel like we really can't read between the lines of what's said. That makes me so sad. There needs to be a change here. That SRO or that constable would be welcomed. So I would be more than happy to sit down with whatever board members after this and talk about what happened and how our family was left in the wind.
I can speak to you afterwards, right after the meeting's over. I would love to speak to you.
I would love that.
And I will join Chelsea.
And Lauren, can speak to you as well.
Right.
So, you can choose to put what you want in the minutes. That's fine. But my daughter has followed the rules, and we have followed the rules. But the others are not held accountable. And the things that are out there right now are disturbing.
Is it your sense that the children who were misbehaving, offending your daughter, whatever, I don't know what the offense was, so have they not been talked to? Have you identified who they
were? Oh, I know that they've been talked to. I know that the state law says that any time it is brought forward with bullying and harassing, that continued after that, anytime it is mentioned, 5 days to report it to the state. Now, Sussex Academy has their own form online that anyone can pull up if you really look for it. And after a month had gone by, I said to my husband, hey, you know what, let me just fill this one out just so that nobody can say I didn't jump through all the hoops. And I know for a fact, from Brian Moore from the state, that a month later when I finally filled out that form, that was the day the state was called. Not all the other instances. I don't want this to happen to someone else. So, you know, again, I am not knocking the school in any way. I love the education. I'm glad that my daughter's number was picked. But this has got to change. And if it's about not putting out there that there's a problem at the school for the public to see, I hope that's not the reason. Everybody deserves to be protected and safe and not have to come home and say something else happened. And then when I call to or email to support my child, be told that, well, it's her responsibility to say something at school. Every child wants to talk to their parent. And I have to say that each time that she talked to a teacher, that teacher did do their job. I think it got lost along the way. where she belongs and what she needed from the school to support her as a human being and feel part of the community.
Thank you for coming. Thank you for letting us know what's going on. And I hope that some of the things we raised in here today will make it better for the whole school, for your daughter and others. And Shanta and I are happy to talk to you a little further after the meeting. I did find your email. I have a feeling there was a typo in my phone number, which is why I didn't get it.
You texted me.
All right, well, we'll look, see where I missed. Brian, do you have any comments?
I'm all for the constable program. I'm glad you guys discussed that. I think a school with $11 million budget and millions in property and $45,000 is peanuts. I'm surprised we can get somebody that cheap, but I would be all for it. I think just from a parent, it would just make us feel better. That's worth a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't control everything. I just see lots of issues with this back door being propped open. I don't know what you can do about it. I tried to think of something concrete that you can do, but I don't know what it is other than posting somebody there. You know, the kids let people in, even though the doors are locked, they prop them open. I just don't know what you can do. I thought about it.
You're talking about this
yeah.
One?
Yeah. I mean, I pick my kids up at 5 or 6. I mean, it's a free-for-all. It really is.
Give me some ideas for that.
Yeah, I mean, I figured you did. I'm glad you guys are discussing that. I think all the things with the foyer is a great idea. I mean, even at board meetings, I used to come right through that door, you know, at 3:30, which means anybody else could come through that door. Mm-hmm. So, A+ on thinking about that. And then the only other thing I had a question about, are we saving some money on the electric with the new lighting?
We don't know yet.
That you can pinpoint?
We don't know yet. I don't even know how far they are. They were here all day today, swapping out fixtures.
I asked them yesterday, and they said they're 80% done. They got all the high stuff to do and the outside to do, and they're going to wrap up in the next 4 weeks.
And you know the lights are still out around the pool building, right?
I don't know what lights you're talking about.
The wall packs on the Aqua Center? I emailed you along. Yeah, they've been out since like day 3.
Oh, you mean exterior lights?
Yeah, the wall packs on the perimeter.
Okay.
The same reason on that area right there, it is the darkest area in the school where all the kids are coming and going at 5 o'clock. When it gets dark at 4:30, it's extremely dark right over that foyer.
So when they get to the exterior, they're going to be replacing all the exterior lights, so that will be hopefully part of that, but we'll...
But those are already LEDs, because they're on the new building.
Mr. Dayton, you know what? I think there is a place for you on the Building and Grounds Committee. Sounds
I'm
like you...
I'm a light fanatic. I like...
Come on! We can use your help. I think it's a great idea. You have good input.
So, that's it. Thank you.
Can I also add that I have a new revised college acceptance list? And I've noted in bold the colleges that students have committed to. I think we're at like 60%. I know where they've intended to go. Some of them may just tell me for the first time when they cross the stage May 1st.
Rumor has it we have our first Ivy acceptance.
Yeah,
is that true?
I don't have confirmation on that.
I talked to the mother. The mother told me it was true.
Okay.
Huh. University of Pennsylvania, baby.
Really?
Yeah. Nice.
I just talked to that student yesterday.
I don't think he's going there. I think they're probably going to pick the Delaware Honors Program.
School, really?
Yeah.
So I'll leave these here if you want to grab one. I can give you a final list next week.
All right. I make a motion to
what? Nothing for executive.
Nothing.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, Joe said he had something. Do you have executive?
Yeah. Remember, Joe said we're on 9:10.
I would like to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he needs a minute.
All right. At 5:07 p.m., I make a motion that we go into executive session to discuss
personnel issues.
Anybody second?
Second. Denise Westbrook.
Everybody. I need to ask the public to leave for executive session, please. Thank you for coming.
And I'd like the administrative staff to leave as well.
I make the motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn the meeting is made at 5:24 PM by Susie Mitchell.
Second, Denise Westbrook.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? No. All right.
So moved.
Motion carries.